views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
So very loved and darn sexy people. Okay, happy Sunday, everybody. Woo-hoo, yippee, everybody up and awake. Because today, the channel wants to talk about love. I have to say I've been rather overcome, as you'll read in the e-blast tomorrow, with love this week. My beautiful daughter is celebrating so much success with her first produced short film that she co-wrote, co-directed, stars in, and raised the money for. And actually, many of you were a part of that, so thank you. And up for a lot of awards at several of the film festivals. It's just such an exciting time for me to share all this success with her. And so I didn't really know that. Usually I know, you know, I have a strong urge about something to do. And I sat down last night and I went, okay, so what am I supposed to bring forward on the show? And it was love. So I want to read you this first quote from, I'm reading from Ramtha the White Book by J.D. Knight. The real world exists only from the standpoint of emotion. Not governed by logic, but by moving love. I mean, I think that says it all. And these are the points last night that the channel gave me to bring to you around love. One, all you need is love. That's the song they gave me. All you need is love. Ya-da-da-da-da. Right? Because love heals everything and creates everything, and creates that place from which all things can be planted and grow and be nourished. All you need is love. If you keep going back to love, right, it's not possible to hold on to the fear and the anxiety and all that stuff. Okay, number two, they would like us all to come forward and claim, I am complete. When we know we are complete, that is the highest form of love. And obviously, the highest form of self-love. I am complete. What does that mean? There's nothing left to fix. There's nothing, nowhere left to get to. In this moment right now, I'm complete. What does that feel like? It feels like being in love. The state of love. Being in the state of love. Number three, when you are connected to love, you are connected to God and the Force. So when you are living in the state of love, you are living in the state of God, the Force, Universal Truth. That is the highest safety that you can create for yourself. Now, I thought that was a really interesting idea that they gave us there. That is the highest safety that you can create for yourself is when you are connected and living in the state of love. Now, why would that be connected to safety? Because when you're in the state of love, you're in the state of all creation. And when you're in the state of all creation, then you're complete, you're in the charge of you, and there's nothing to be fearful of because you're in charge of creation. Number four, they would like us to claim, everybody right now, I am love. That's your intention for the day. That's your intention for every day. And when we claim, my heart is open front and back, you're doing it with me, right? My heart is open front and back, merged with my whole brain. My chakras are open, balanced, spinning in the right direction. My hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point. And I am aligned with Source. You are living in the state of love. Now, I have to share with you, there's a lot of new information and expansion going on in the work. New information is being delivered to me in new ways, new signs, new symbols, new frequencies, new numbers. So I want to share, and the channel wanted us to do this to sum up love today. We are directing our energy field to be attuned to the electrical charge of 46 regarding I am the highest answer and I am healed. And so it is. I'll read it again because the channel is suggesting that we do this as often as we remember it. Don't make it work. Just it's like, oh yeah, I got to take another breath. I am directing my energy field to be attuned to the electrical charge of 46 regarding I am the highest answer and I am healed. I'm sure you're going to be hearing much more about attunements and electrical fields. It seems that we are opening up a whole new expanded understanding in this area, which is very exciting to me when the work takes off again in new ways and new information. That's our sign that we have done our work and created that expansion within ourselves, that our brains are opening up to new thought and new possibility that we haven't been open to before that's going to expand our lives. So that was kind of like a mini webinar. I was pretty excited about that information. And I want you to know, guys, my heart is so full and open that I am able to bring to you this new program that I created called the Little Child Experience. All around the work that we've been doing with the little child, they're on camera, there's meditation, there's claims in a PDF. It's a beautiful, beautiful new program that I've put together for you. I would love to hear on the calls today, those of you that have been working with your little child and the breakthroughs you've had, because I have had so many getting to know and work with little Deanna. So this will be rolled out tomorrow. You'll get it through an e-blast, and it will also be posted on imdwallace.com on the homepage. the little child experience. Learn to work with your little child. You're going to get so much information from them. And just a heads up, our next webinar is on animals, us, and soul contracts. Danielle McKinnon's going to be with us. I know, I can absolutely guarantee, but I'm dying to hear what she says, that freedom came in to me, for me, to go, Dee, have more fun. Lighten up and have more fun. My little Savannah, of course, just came in during a lot of very difficult times and difficult years, and just really taught me unconditional love, and I'm always here. I think, of course, Abraham Hicks talks a lot about what our animals and their opportunity and duty and calling is in our lives. So I hope you'll join me April 12th, 7 through 9, and please look through the little child experience. And there's just, if you click on it, it will explain to you how to do payments on it. So there should be nothing in your way except you. I really know that this program is expanding us all. When we did it, as a matter of fact, open it up when you get it. There's a video that we shot at the very end of the whole day of work that came in at the end of the day. And they said, and now you have to have everybody do this before they start the program. And I made it a free video link within the offering itself. So you're all going to at least want to do that part of it. All righty, can I go to the calls? I can. And I do have my body books here with me today. So I want to start with Patty because I got her email. Hold on. Hi, Patty, you're on.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm not going to read your email. I want you to sum up what you had in that because I was told it would serve the show to do it on the show, Patty.
Okay. I wanted to know, I get the judgment regarding politics and our new president and judgment regarding that. And focusing on what you want. But when it comes to shooting hibernating bears, the EPA and our clean air and people that are hurting animals for pleasure, do you send out signatures and get support? And, you know, it's like, how do you not have judgment with that? And do you send out signatures? And then and then all of a sudden it came to me about, am I just connecting with the victim part of me?
Okay, so basically what you're asking is, how can you live in a world of non-judgment and still take action?
Yes.
All righty. So, they're directing me back to everything we talked about in the beginning of the show. You see, if you come from a state of love, you cannot come from a state of judgment. So this is how it goes. Oh my gosh, I can feel myself plugged into all this EPA stuff and the inhumanity against these bears, right? I feel myself plugged in to that. I want to do something about that. So you have a choice right there in that moment. Do I take action from the state of love, or do I take action from judgment, fear, and hatred?
Okay.
In the final analysis, there's only one question, fear or love. That's from Conversations with God, and I have it literally needle-pointed above my bed.
Okay.
Okay, so that answer was pretty clear, right? And they're reminding me of the Buddha's quote, you know, if you have to sue someone on this plane, sue them, but sue them from a state of love. And that's the challenge, because you see, when you take action out of a state of hatred or you guys are horrible, then you're just putting those frequencies, those electrical charges back out, not only for yourself, but the world. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's absolutely, the part that's reacting is your victim part.
Okay.
Because it's the victim part of us that sees the injustice in the world because we've experienced it so much.
And I get that because of everything that you've taught, you know, that has come through. And also I just want to know what I can do to help the, see, and I don't want to go into the victim mode.
Well, don't go into the victim mode. Acknowledge, wow, I got a hit about this. Because it plugs me into helplessness.
But
okay? The world is helpless. The bears are helpless. I felt helpless. I can identify with this. So I'm going to take action around this because that makes me feel good. And I'm going to take action around it from the state of love because I know that state will create greater, faster, more exponential healing than anything else. That's your answer. Okay. That's your whole answer.
Okay. Can I ask you one other thing?
Yes.
Yes. Yesterday, something, my trunk wouldn't close. And I know the car represents the body. What did that mean?
Your car represents trying to get somewhere.
Okay.
Okay, so the fact that your trunk wouldn't close just means your car needs repair. Don't read anything more into it than that, Patty. Just fix the darn trunk and get on with it.
Oh, no, it's fixed. It was the safety lever, but it was just very interesting. I'm like, okay, so what does the trunk mean? Okay.
Well, the trunk doesn't mean anything, but now they're stopping me going, the safety lever does.
Okay.
Because the safety lever is exactly why you're seeing all these problems in the world, because it pushes your helpless button and makes you feel unsafe.
Okay.
There, now we have a connection. You see, it's important that we ask the specific correct questions. All right, darling.
In my heart. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what an amazing way to start the call, because it really did sum up for a lot of people, the question of living in this physical world and staying in the state that we know is going to create what we want. Thanks for that, Patty. Thanks for bringing that forward.
Thank you, Dee. Love you.
Love you, too. We're going to Marilyn in Colorado. Hello, you're on, darling.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have been consciously in tune with and aligning with and, you know, being open to receive from the state of love. And I do feel the vibration of that higher frequency in my life. I feel almost like I'm on the verge of a big shift. One of the focuses of my intentions right now is on career, purpose.
Stop, Marilyn. Stop. Sorry, I have to stop you when they stop me. So there is a fallout between career and purpose. And you need to get that integrated into one voice. So it's not your little child. It's actually more your teenager. So basically, you know, we all have to know, guys, that the careers we choose do not ever conflict, or to say it positively, are always in harmony with our purpose. And that's where you're falling out.
Okay.
So why do you think your career is not your purpose, or is in the way of your purpose, or degrading your purpose, or whatever? Where do they fall out, Marilyn?
So this idea of feeling good, feeling that I can be authentically me, feeling that I can express my inner being as well, you know, connecting with my heart, instead of having to perform or, you know, be in a box that isn't comfortable.
Okay. Nobody has that belief but you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay.
But that's important, guys, because as we believe, so it's delivered to us.
Right.
In other words, what you see is what you get. What you think is the world you live in.
Right.
So if Marilyn believes I can't be true to myself and be who I really am, I've got to put on a show, then part of Marilyn isn't going to want to create this career.
Right.
You got
right.
it?
I do.
That's the highest thing. So you, first of all, want to know, want to bring yourself into the knowing that you can absolutely be your authentic self in the career that you choose, and that you are attracting the people within that career that want you to be your authentic self, that applaud you and honor you for being your authentic self in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to get yourself in harmony with that and then attract them to you. Do you understand?
Yes, I totally understand.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Perfect. Yeah, you can do this. It's an easy shift, Marilyn. It's easy now that you have the information. You're already like halfway there, they're saying. You've already shifted halfway.
Awesome.
You know.
Yeah.
By the way, this was modeled to you by your father. And he didn't know. Look, our parents didn't know, guys. Our parents didn't know because nobody taught them.
Yeah.
So it's our opportunity to end the sins of the fathers, even though they were inadvertent sins of incorrect teachings. Let's end them now. Right? Every time I find a limiting belief or some BS that's driving me, I call Gabrielle and go, okay, this is what I just found within me. Make sure you don't own it. I don't know if you picked it up or not, but it's yours to get rid of now. I do that with my daughter all the time.
Wow.
You know, I take the great things about me, and there are many. There are many great things about me, but there's also things that are still, you know, limited thinking from the way that I was brought up. And we don't want to pass it on, and we don't want to pass it on to ourselves anymore.
Right.
Okay? Go get it, baby.
Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet. You bet. All right, we're going to Eileen in Brooklyn. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
It's nice to talk to you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, too. What can we do for you?
Well, I feel like I finally had a breakthrough. I mean, I've had many in my life, but this one was really important.
Good.
And it really,
woo-hoo.
It got me, pardon?
I said woohoo.
Yeah. I mean, I finally said, okay, this book is going to be written. I'm going to start. And really, I'm dedicating it to my little child.
Oh, and lovely.
Yeah, and I think I don't know if I'm going to call it like a children's book for adults, but it's going to be something like that. And, you know, and it's going to be called, well, it has to do with finding my voice.
Yeah.
And so Yeah. So it's
good for you.
Yeah. And it's going to have like 13 of my songs with stories. And the first one is The Child Inside, which is about my little child.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, so I just feel so good.
People. You should. And the channel is saying, you know, they're going to help you all the way. All the way.
Oh, great.
So if you ever feel like you're hitting a wall, give up, take mm-hmm. a breath, and ask them for help. Open your channel.
I will.
Eileen, open okay. your channel. Any of you that are creating anything, sit down, know that you're the highest answer, and then ask for the universe to come in and work with you and give you the information and give you guidance. Just like when I sat down here last night and I said, don't have a clue, what am I talking about tomorrow? And it was like somebody yelled in my brain, love. And I went, really? We're just going to talk about love? Yep. And get your pen, get your paper. Here are the 4 or 5 points we want you to bring out. So I am telling you, I do this all the time. And if you open yourself up to that new thought, that all thoughts are open to you and will come in if you ask, that's what ask and you receive means, they will. They do, and they are, even in this moment that we're speaking. Okay? Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. There's something else. We're going to a core belief. And this is for everybody around trusting your creation. Let me hit this page. No. Here. Okay. Around trusting your trusting that we are all connected to and are the channel, that we can receive all thought and possibility. They want us to claim, I am God. Now, if God is a you know, plug-in word for you, I am the force. I am all thought and all possibility. I am divine love. I am universal thought. Whatever you want to use, but what you're saying is, I am the everything. I am connected and part of, and therefore I am the everything. And so it is. Great. Is that everything? Hold on. Well, there's something else. You little, I mean you, sheet, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
I was just thinking about that movie about Martin Luther King.
Okay. So the first thing they gave me is, I have a dream. Right? I have a dream. And then they're taking me to this song from South Pacific. You've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true? Right? If you don't think happy and you never have a dream, then you'll never have a dream come true. So think happy thoughts about this book, Eileen.
Okay.
Right?
I will.
Think happy thoughts. Know your dreams can come true, guys, because if you don't know that, not possible. Thank you. Now we're done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Woo-hoo! What a call, Eileen. Thank you. Woo-hoo! That's awesome. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hello,
this
baby
is
cake.
So fun.
It's a pretty awesome show, isn't it?
Yes.
You guys rock. What's up? What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question, but also I just want to share that working with my little child has been so incredible.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah, I mean, breakthroughs in so many things. And there's one image that was a little earlier on, and I was standing with her and tuning into her, and she was standing there with, like, all this cosmic debris kind of flying toward her. And like in the movie Gravity, you know, how all that debris just kept coming. And she was standing there and kind of tensed the debris. And then suddenly, through tuning in and working with her, she just let go and started flying with it.
Oh, nice. And could you feel yourself letting go and starting to fly too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I've just had some amazing connections with people and things opening up around money flow. And yeah, really, really.
Yeah,
great.
Me too. And my biggest gift, and I think I shared this on another show, was I think I'm going to do a webinar on being alone, because it seems to be a big issue for so many of us. But I asked my little girl, why am I afraid of being alone? And she said, because then there's nobody to take care of, Dee. And if I don't take care of somebody, I die.
Yeah.
Now, you would have thought, if I'd asked my mental mind, I would have thought I'm afraid of being alone because there's nobody here to take care of me.
Hmm.
But it was really the other way around. From my little girl's perspective, who had to take care of the whole family since she was 3 years old. Those are the insights I'm hoping and knowing that you will get with this little child experience that I'm rolling out. That's my dream, and that's what I'm claiming. So what can we
Absolutely.
Do for you, Miss Emily?
Yeah, well, I'm being guided to ask about my thyroid. I've just, encountered some information, articles, and I'd love to get discernment about healing my thyroid.
Okay. Have you been tested?
Not yet.
Okay. Not a doctor. So I need to announce that legally. I get so tired of saying that, but, so what I'm going to give you is energetic, right?
Yep.
Going to this page. I'm going to the body book. Going to this page. Really? We're going here? Sometimes, you see, it's not under the name of the thing that you're asking about. Sometimes they take me someplace else. Violation mm-hmm. rage. They are letting things get under their skin. Now, they are jumping to tell you not so much now, but
uh-huh.
this is what created the condition. Well, it's interesting. First, they gave me 9 to 10 years, and then they gave me 5 years. So I would look at 9 to 10 years ago when you were angry and 5 years ago when you were angry. It's actually even more than anger. It's more toward rage. And we know that anger depletes our immune system, guys.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%. So I've just done a 10-part study program on the thyroid, interestingly enough.
Mm.
And why do you think you have a thyroid problem? What are the symptoms?
I'm the weight gain and energy levels and kind of a, I don't know, just more of an intuitive hit. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Maybe there's stuff going on with my thyroid.
Well, and
and those two time frames are significant.
Yeah. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. When I do the math, it was the first one was a situation with a man, and the second one was a situation with a woman, both in relationships.
Okay. So now
they
want to go to relationships, and they want to give you a core belief so you'll know what more correctly or succinctly is the word to turn around.
Okay.
Here. Yes, that's where we're going. Here. Okay, so somehow they both made you feel not good enough. They made you question that you were the creator of you.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense or not?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So what the channel wants you to know is that you were raging against yourself for giving up that power to them.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes. When you bring that back, that will be the greatest thing to help bring your thyroid back in balance. Now, they're also giving me parathyroid, which are little, yeah. And really, those are glands separate from the thyroid. But if you're going to have your thyroid tested, make sure they do all the tests, including the antibodies.
Okay.
Because most doctors do not do TS3, TS4, and the antibodies test. And if you really want to get a whole picture, you need to do all of it. And your doctor will tell you no. But from what I know, and I'm not a doctor, but from what I've studied and from what happened with my own, the first time the first doctor I went to only did this, you know, standard test, right? Mm-hmm. And it came back normal, low normal, but normal. But then when later, 5 years later, when I could have been, you know, healing it at the beginning, they did all the tests and found out a lot of other stuff that I should have found out 5 years before. The channel is also reminding me to tell you that they have found that, and this doesn't apply to you, Emily, but it's a piece of information about thyroid, that people with bipolar syndrome have often miraculously gotten better when they have brought their thyroid back into balance.
Well, that is so interesting because that thyroid question has come up around my daughter as well. And my daughter kind of went, oh my God, maybe I have some mild bipolar symptoms. And we're working with her therapist and stuff, but I have the total hit. Like, we need to address
yes.
and see what's going on with her thyroid.
Like yesterday, you guys need
okay.
to go in and have this done, because it is true that right now we have a belief that if one person in the family has thyroid, then somebody else usually has a thyroid issue.
Uh-huh.
That's a belief of genetics that we have.
Right. And
okay.
one more question.
Your daughter also needs to know she is the creator of herself. That's the bottom line for all of us, guys. It's up so much right now, I cannot tell you. I direct my energy field to be attuned to the electrical charge of 46 regarding I am the highest answer and I am healed. Let's claim that for ourselves, for all our loved ones, for the world, certainly for our country right now, and so it is. Okay, and your last question, Emily?
Yeah, I read about a protocol of eating to help address issues with the thyroid that was related to viral issues, and I got a really positive hit on that.
Then you
so
should
love any discernment.
Then you should follow it. If you got a strong hint, you should follow it because you're your
yep.
highest answer. Okay.
Yep.
That's you
that
asking and receiving.
Yes.
I can tell you they've had huge success with stem cell therapy, with some laser light therapy. And there's another modality, which I'm going to have to go back and review, review these CDs that I have. There's a third modality and I can't remember what it is.
Okay.
But
and with that,
diet, of course, diet's going to affect a lot, guys, because basically what you have to understand about the food right now is that it's pumped full of antibiotics and pesticides. So the cleaner you can eat, the healthier you'll be. It's not so much about the all the worry about the gluten and all that stuff, although there are issues that that applies to. But it's mostly about the bad crap that we're putting into the soil that we're growing everything with. All right, got to move on, Emily. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, Miss Lee in Los Angeles, you're up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I had this quote that I felt like saying from Emily Dickinson, "Hope is a thing with feathers that perches on the soul and sings the song without the words and never stops at all." Thank you for doing your work, Dee. Thank you so much.
Lee, that was beautiful. And I hear you're beautiful. I can't wait to hear what the soul contract with this little bird of yours is. You know, I just love hearing it sing. When I go out for my gratitude walk with Freedom in the morning, my new dog, we just stop and we listen to the birds. She would sometimes like to be chasing the birds, but that's the first thing I do is stop and go, oh, thank you, God, for this day. And good morning to my birdies, because the birds are my symbol of God. When I'm driving in the car, sometimes like 100 birds will fly right in front of, you know, up in the sky in front of us. It's always my sign. So you tell your little birdie I'm always happy to hear from her. Thank you for that, Lee.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, how sweet. Kathy in Illinois. My God, are you okay with all these storms, woman?
Yes, we're doing
good.
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 No, my comment related to the little child, too. We had talked briefly on the rules, and you had said that I came from more the mother tone with my little girl. And then as I'm sitting and waiting, talking to you, I'm going, no, I'm just coming from my head and not my heart when I talk with her. Because the concept and the idea I had to change my approach was, we were just going to sit down and color, is what I figured would be the way to, you know, open up a dialogue and open up a connection.
Kind of like a therapist.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So I figured that would be my in to connect with my little child was to go into a point of coloring and stay out of my head. Now that I figured out I'm probably approaching this from the mental aspect rather than the heart aspect.
Yep. I get a big yes. And have you done that yet?
I just thought about coming from my head as I was waiting on the call for you.
Okay. Yeah, follow through on that, Kathy, because she's dying to play. She just wants to play more. Right?
Yeah.
Were you allowed to play when you were little?
Yes, but I was rewarded more for being the mental aspect of it.
Yeah.
And if you put me in with a group of friends, I'll be the observer rather than the participant. So I'm still living from the head more than from the playful heart.
Yeah. And again, joy and love, joy and love. That's what creates, right? So,
I know.
So many of our, I mean, I had a very interesting childhood because it was a real dichotomy. and sometimes dichotomies, which mean you live in opposites, right? So yeah. my dad was very playful, and my mother was very playful, and yet he was a severe alcoholic, and she had to work all the time. And my little Deanna kept going, I don't know how to put these two things together. I know I want them both, but I was never modeled how to really, well, the channel's saying that's not true, that I was modeled. But my little girl said, okay, and this is something I put together. I have to take care of everybody so that they can go have fun and go to work. So it's back to me having to take care of everybody again, right? In order to feel safe in my world. And that doesn't allow Dee now to be taken care of. Of course, I am in so many ways because I've done so much work on this and it with myself and my little child and, you know, years of this work, right? And so the channel is yelling at me now to tell everybody this is not going to take you years. It literally happens in the snap of a finger. And when you shift, when your energy shifts, when you have that aha moment, it's shifted. It's done. So it took me years because I was developing the work and I thought that it took years to do that.
Well, that's what we were told.
Yeah.
You can't fix yourself quickly. This has to be done in steps. And
Yeah.
No.
Or we were never taught you don't have to fix yourself at all. Going back to the beginning of the show, I am complete. Every baby that is born into this world is complete and perfect. And when we can help them hold on to that, which is why I created Bupalopaloo, when we can help them hold on to that, then they automatically start living the work that we're learning right now.
Right.
Thank you, beautiful. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much. You bet. Oh, my God. Loving this call. Lynn in Los Angeles. You're on, babe.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I guess I just want to general because I just keep wanting to just sleep all day. And
okay, Lynn, sleeping and being tired, guys, is resistance. And you're in resistance to celebrating the fact that you're complete and you're your own creator. You're still looking for somebody else to help you and do it, Lynn. I would guess that you ask a lot of other people, what should I do still? And when you just embrace, look, I know, and you do, you all know the principles. I don't want this. So this is what I do want. I take myself into a state of love. I keep my focus on that, and I take action and allow the universe to bring it to me. So there's really six. I take action, I give over and allow the universe. Now, on a physical note, if you're tired all the time, you need to have that checked out.
It doesn't feel like it's a physical thing. I feel like I do things in order to stop that positive momentum. I will self-medicate with food.
But this is old, Lynn. I'm going to refer you back to Bob Newhart.
It's
stop
super
it.
Old.
Just stop it. If you you're telling me in this moment, I know when I'm going down the tubes and I don't want to feel good anymore, so I go eat. I know that I'm doing that. If you know that you're doing that consciously, then you can stop it.
Yes, I know that, yeah.
Well, then do it.
I guess my question was, why am I not choosing to do it? Because
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you choose what you want so that you can create the happiness you say you want. I mean, I did it with myself last night. You know, my show got picked up for 10 more. Thank you, everybody. And, you know, I'm going, okay, I really feel like I got to lose 5-7 pounds here. I'd like to lose 10. And so am I going to have that ice cream or not? I said, no, better have grapes. Otherwise, I'm not going to get what I want. And then I'll keep the age-old pattern of, oh, my God, look at myself on camera. I feel like I look heavy. Why did I eat that ice cream? That's not a pattern I want to keep playing with myself anymore. I'm bored. I am bored, okay, with this pattern. And I know you are, too.
Oh, my God, yes. Thank you
okay.
for sharing that.
Yeah, just stop. Stop self-talk your way through. Bring your little girl on board and go, this time we're choosing what's going to make us happy and give us what we want. That's what we're choosing, period. All right.
And when I talk to my little girl, and because I do a lot, it is like I am making that connection, right? I mean,
No, you're not, because you're talking to her from a mental place, and that's why I created this program. But the best thing to do is to go into that room, room, and just sit with her and listen, Lynn, and say to her, gosh, can you help me? I keep doing this pattern and then it makes me tired. And why are we so afraid of our own power? And see what she says to you.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You bet. Thanks, sweetheart.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
Okay. So I just want you all to know you can do this. It's really easy. Phyllis, you got to make it quick, babe, but you're on. I think you're on. Yeah, there you are.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Dee. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Uh-huh. Yeah, I just wanted to, everything everybody's saying really applies to me, so that's great. And, I got the message. I've been just sleeping a lot, too. So it's great. It's just like lots of fun. What did you say?
Well, I'm losing you, Phyllis. Stay close to your phone.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. No, I was saying I've been kind of sleeping a lot too, so I kind of got that, you know, I've been kind of enjoying it though, so I don't know, but I kind of realized
then that's
today
fine.
I get up. Okay.
You know, there's so many of us that just push and push and push and push ourselves. And I know me, I say, oh, my God, I wish I had a day off. I have one day off and I go, oh, my God, is there anything to do? You know, but every once in a while, you just need to take a day or two or three off and regenerate. With you, Phyllis, I get that's what's going on, is that you're actually, for the first time or one of the first times, giving yourself permission not to be driven.
Yeah, you know, and I got that sense because it's been like 5 months now and I'm just like, you know, I don't know, I just feel like, wow, I kind of look back. I'm having that time to look back and see I'm not going to live my life like that anymore.
Exactly.
How I was before,
and
yeah.
You've been working toward this for the last 2 or 3 years. So everything's going to balance out. Everything is balancing
okay.
out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I feel that way.
You'll know. You'll get up and you'll go, okay, time to create now. But you'll also
yeah.
be able to say, okay, time to create. Wow. Okay, now I've created. I think I'm going to take a couple of days off. That's balance, guys. You know, people ask me, my God, Dee, you must work, you know, 17, 18 hours a day. I said, absolutely not. I work really focused from about 8 o'clock, but at 6 o'clock, I stop. That's the time with my family. That's the time with me. That's the time to relax. That's the time to see friends. Unless I have to attend a lot of special events, I create that balance for myself. That is important. And you know how to
right.
do it, Phyllis. There's nothing
yeah.
else I keep asking.
Yeah.
And
can I share something real quick?
You can real
you're
quick
over time?
Because we're over time.
Now, I just wanted to say that I you know, I took some action and I got invited to join this kind of really elite writing group here of really well-known writers. I was like, wow. And they're like,
great.
Just, you know, so that worked out. I had this sort of fear about it, like they're going to reject me or something, that, you know, it was complete
yes,
opposite.
I know.
So.
And those fears are within us. The world isn't going, oh, look at Phyllis. Right. They didn't even know you. All that stuff is your little people.
Yeah,
trying to keep you safe. Work through
yep.
it, and you won't be so tired.
Yeah.
Okay?
So thanks for helping me work through that.
You bet. You bet, sweetheart.
Okay.
Thanks for doing
right.
it.
Right.
Love you.
Love you, Dee. Bye bye.
Wow, what a show, you guys! You are just magnificent. I want to remind you again that the Little Child Experience will go out tomorrow as a separate e-blast. It will also be posted on imdwallace.com. I hope you take advantage of this very powerful, I'm very, very proud of this program, very excited. And our next webinar is April 12th from 7 to 9, Animals, Us, and Soul Contracts. I love you guys. You rock. You can see your lives changing. You can see you moving into more power. Own it. Love it, know it, expect it. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.